Krishna Book, Canto 11, Jarasandha, Chapter 49, Scene 2, Kala Yavana. While Jarasandha was attempting the 18th attack, a Yavana king somewhere to the south of Mathura became attracted by the opulence of the Yadu dynasty and also attacked the city. It is said that the king of the Yavanas, known as Kalayavana, was induced to attack by Narada. This story is narrated in the Vishnu Purana. Once, Garga Muni, the priest of the Yadu dynasty, was taunted by his brother-in-law. When the kings of the Yadu dynasty heard the taunt, they laughed at him, and Garga Muni became angry at the Yadu kings. Garga Muni decided that he would produce someone who would be very fearful to the Yadu dynasty. And so Garga Muni pleased Lord Shiva and received from him the benediction of a son. Garga Muni begot this son, Kala Yavana, in the wife of a Yavana king. This Kalayavana inquired from Narada, "Who are the most powerful kings in the world?" "My dear Kalayavana, the most powerful kings are the Yadus." And so, being thus informed by Narada, Kalayavana attacked the city of Mathura at the same time that Jarasandha attempted to attack Mathura for the 18th time. Kalayavana was very anxious to declare war on a king of the world who would be a suitable combatant for him. But Kalayavana had not found anyone. However, being informed about Mathura by Narada, Kalayavana thought it wise to attack this city. And when he attacked Mathura, Kalayavana brought with him 30 million Yavana soldiers. When Mathura was thus besieged, Lord Sri Krishna began to consider how much the Yadu dynasty was in distress, being threatened by the attacks of two formidable enemies, Jarasandha and Kalayavana. Time was growing very short. Kalayavana was already besieging Mathura from all sides, and it was expected that the next day Jarasandha would also come, equipped with the same number of divisions of soldiers as in his previous 17 attempts. Krishna was certain that Jarasandha would take advantage of this opportunity to capture Mathura when it was also being besieged by Kalayavana. Krishna therefore thought it wise to take precautionary measures to defend the strategic points of Mathura. If both Krishna and Balaram were engaged in fighting with Kalayavana at one place, Jarasandha might come at another place to attack the whole Yadu family and thus take his revenge. Jarasandha was very powerful, and having been defeated 17 times by Krishna, Jarasandha might vengefully kill the members of the Yadu family or arrest them and take them to his kingdom. Krishna therefore decided to construct a formidable fort in a place where no two-legged animal, either man or demon, could enter. Krishna decided to keep his relatives there so that he would then be free to fight with the enemy. And when the new city was fully constructed according to plan, Krishna transferred all the inhabitants of Mathura and entrusted Sri Balaram as the city father. After this, Krishna consulted with Balaram, and being garlanded with lotus flowers, came out of the city of Mathura to meet Kalayavana, who had already seized Mathura without taking up any weapons. When Krishna came out of Mathura, Kalayavana, who had never seen Krishna before, saw Krishna to be extraordinarily beautiful, dressed in yellow garments. Passing through his assembly of soldiers, Krishna appeared like the moon in the sky, passing through the assembled clouds. Kalyavana was fortunate enough to see the lines of Sri Vatsa, the particular impression on the chest of Sri Krishna. And he also saw the Kaustubha jewel which Krishna was wearing. However, Kalyavana saw Krishna in his Vishnu form, with a well-built body, with four hands, and eyes like newly blooming lotus petals. Krishna appeared blissful, with a handsome forehead and beautiful face, with smiling, restless eyes and moving earrings. Before seeing Krishna, Kalyavana had heard about Krishna from Narada Muni, and now the descriptions of Narada were confirmed. Kalyavana noticed Krishna's specific marks and the jewels on his chest, Krishna's beautiful garland of lotus flowers, Krishna's lotus-like eyes, and similar beautiful bodily features. Kalyavana thus concluded that this beautiful personality must be Vasudeva, because every description of Narada Muni, which Kalyavana had heard previously, was substantiated by the presence of Krishna. But Kalyavana was very much astonished to see that Krishna was passing through without any weapon in his hands and without any chariot. Krishna was simply walking on foot. Kalyavana had come to fight with Krishna, and yet Kalyavana had sufficient principles not to take up any kind of weapon. Kalyavana decided to fight with Krishna hand to hand, and thus Kalyavana prepared to capture Krishna and fight him. However, Krishna went ahead without even looking at Kalyavana, and Kalyavana began to follow Krishna with the desire to capture him. But in spite of all Kalyavana's swift running, he could not capture Krishna. As it is, Krishna cannot be captured even by the mental speed attained by great yogis, for Krishna can be captured only by devotional service, and Kalyavana was not practiced in devotional service. Kalyavana wanted to capture Krishna, and as Kalyavana could not do so, Kalyavana was following Krishna from behind. Kalyavana began running very fast and was thinking, "Now I am nearer, I will capture Krishna." But Kalyavana could not. Krishna led Kalyavana far away, and Krishna entered the cave of a hill. Kalyavana thought that Krishna was trying to avoid fighting with him and was therefore taking shelter of the cave. Kalyavana began to chastise Krishna with the following words, "O you, Krishna, I have heard that you are a great hero, born in the dynasty of Yadu. But I see that you are verily running away from fighting like a coward. It is not worthy of your good name and family tradition to do so." Kalyavana was following, running very fast, but still, Kalyavana could not catch Krishna because Kalyavana was not freed from all contaminations of sinful life, according to Vedic culture. Anyone who does not live following the regulative principles of life observed by the higher castes like Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, and even the laborer class is called Melecha. The Vedic social situation is so planned that persons who are accepted as Shudras can gradually be elevated to the position of Brahmanas by the cultural advancement known as Sanskars, or the purificatory process. The version of the Vedic scriptures is that no one becomes a Brahmana or a Malecha simply by birth. By birth, everyone is accepted as Shudra. One has to elevate oneself by the purificatory process to the stage of Brahminical life. And if one does not do so, if one degrades oneself further, then one is called Malecha. Kala Yavana belonged to the class of Malecha and Yavanas. Kala Yavana was contaminated by sinful activities and thus could not approach Krishna. The principles from which higher class men are restricted, namely illicit sex indulgence, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication, are part and parcel of the lives of the Malechas and Yavanas. And being bound by such sinful activities, one cannot make any advancement in God realization. The Bhagavad Gita confirms that only one who is completely freed from all sinful reactions can be engaged in devotional service or Krishna consciousness. When Krishna entered the cave of the hill, Kala Yavana followed, chastising Krishna with various harsh words. Krishna then suddenly disappeared from the demon's sight, but Kala Yavana followed and also entered the cave. The first thing Kala Yavana saw was a man lying down asleep within the cave. Kala Yavana was very anxious to fight with Krishna, and when Kala Yavana could not see him, but saw instead only a man lying down, Kala Yavana thought that Krishna was sleeping within this cave. Kala Yavana was very puffed up and proud of his strength, and thought that Krishna was avoiding the fight. Therefore, Kala Yavana very strongly kicked the sleeping man, thinking him to be Krishna. The sleeping man had been lying down for a very long time, so when he was awakened by the kicking of Kala Yavana, immediately he opened his eyes and began to look around in all directions. At last, he began to see Kala Yavana, who was standing nearby. This man was untimely awakened and therefore very angry. And so when he looked upon Kala Yavana in his angry mood, rays of fire emanated from his eyes, and Kala Yavana burned into ashes within a moment. Thus ends chapter 49, scene 2, Kala Yavana. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.